Welcome to the 10 question pop quiz for Chagiga Daf Yud Plus. Three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which definitely when the Reviewer brought in the name of Shmuel that the source for Hat and the Darim is Lo Yechel Devaro? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number two, which definitely when the one cannot compare one who reviews his learning 101 times to one who only reviews 100 times? That's on Daf Test. Good. Number three, which stuff of Mokos regarding how a Shalmei Chagiga can be supplemented for Maizer Sheni? Chizkiah says it's with behemoths, and Rav Yochanan holds with monies. That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number four, which stuff when the Rebbe holds that when the Pasuk states Nefesh Takas Nafesh, it's referring to monetary compensation? That's on Daf Yudav. Good. Number five, which stuff when the Malach HaMavis can take someone before his time? That's on Daf Hey, good. Number six, which stuff do we discuss the case of one who brought 10 chagigas but was only able to offer 5 of them on the first day? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number seven, which stuff do we learn if one has a suffix in the Gaim, he should look in the Chumash, and for a suffix in Olos, he should look in the Mishnah? That's on Daf Yidav. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we learn ain't Dorshim ba'arayis b'shlosh, because when one Talmud is speaking to the Rebbe, the other two might talk among each other and miss the point and come to permit something which is forbidden? That's on Daf Yidav. Good. Number nine, which of the one is not chayiv to be mechanech a lame or blind son in the mitzvah of re'iyah, since an adult in the same matzav would not be chayiv? That's on Daf Vav. Good. And number ten, which of the one the Yisraelim can fulfill their chiyuv of simcha on the chag with the darim and the davas and kohanim with the meat of achatas ashim b'chor v'chaz v'shok? That's on Daf Ches. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do we learn one should seek to learn Torah from a Rebbe who's like a malach? That's on Daf Yud Zayin Amod Katan. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us at Rosh Hashanah to recite the psukim of Malchiyah Zichronos and Shofros? That's on Daf Tez Zayin. Good. And number three, which daf discuss the brachas which are recited before and after Kriyas HaMegillah? That's on Daf Chafal. Excellent. That concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.